We're in Hilchos Pesach and Simin Tov Ayin Gimel. We're up to Siv Zayin. We'll be completing Siv Zayin as well as doing Simin Tov Ayin Dalet. Siv Zayin Mosgin Lo Miyad Kol Sheni Kedei Sheishlu Atinokos Loma Sholsim Kol Sheni Kodem Suda. We fill the second kos so that the children should ask, why are we drinking a second cup before the Suda? We just made Kiddush and we're not washing. We're just having a second kos. We don't wait until we get to the end of the Haggadah to say to fill the kos. We fill it immediately. The Mishneh Berurah mentions that one does not have to wash out the kos between the first and the second, because once you cleaned it for Kiddush and you only use it for a kosher bracha, the halacha is that you're allowed to continue using it. It's only if you use it during the meal for drinking some wine or vershus or some other drink in it that you'll have to go and rinse it before using it for the kos of Birkas HaMazon. The Imein says, the Imein Chachma Beben, if you don't have a child who knows enough to ask, Aviv Malamdo, so the father is supposed to teach him to ask. Imein Lo Ben Ishto Shoalto, if one doesn't have a child, so his wife asks him. Vimlav hu shoel es atzmo, and if not, then he is to ask himself, meaning that the halacha is that the Haggadah has to be said in the form of an answer to a question, be it someone else's question, preferably one's own son, if not, one's own question even. Vafilu talmidei chachamim sholim zeze maneshtana, even talmidei chachamim ask one another maneshtana. Says the Ramak, Shabenu Isha Shoelas in Sarchlo Manishtana Maskal Avodim. There's no chia for everybody to say Manishtana. All you need is one person to ask and say ask Manishtana, and then everybody else answers. Ukshamaskal Avodim Ayinu Laparo Machsir Hakara Shabah Amatzis Lafanov. Now remember when we right after Halach Ma'anya, we were supposed to take the Kara away. Or I mentioned that the minigas many have just to cover it. So the kara is not returned till after manishtana, and then you return it. And the reason why you return it is because you have to have the matzahs in front of you when you say the haggadah. One of the reasons that the matzah is called lechem oni is because it's lechem sheonim olav dvarim harbe. It's lechem upon which we recite lots of things. We declare lots of things. Therefore, we're supposed to have the matzahs back there for the Haggadah, and you leave the matzah uncovered, the middle matzah, that is. The Mishneh Berurah says that he brings down from the Shlo that you're not supposed to sit beheseba, you're not supposed to be reclining when you say the Haggadah, it is supposed to be said be'emo uveyira. Ukshemagia la matzah zu, when you get to matzah zu, tzarech lahagbia, when we say matzah zu, you're supposed to lift the matzah or to show everybody. Says the Ramav, yesh lagbia matzah aprusa shikalechem oni. The one that's broken is the one that you're supposed to pick up. V'chein kishiyagia lemorzeh. When you get to morzeh, you're also supposed to pick it up. However, the Mishneh Berurah says you're not supposed to do when you say Pesach. You don't pick up the Zroah. It should not look like you were actually makdish it for a Korban Pesach. There are a few digdukim mentioned here in the Mishneh Berurah. The v'ne'mar lefon of Shira Chadasha, that at the end of Lefikach, he brings down that the lashon that you're supposed to say is lashon avar. We said on it Shira. But Lamaisa, most of us have the girsa of a nomar lafonov, and it's referring to la'osid lava, we will be saying Shira again. We say with our lashnis v'nochal sham min hazvachim u'min hapsachim, because you first eat the carbon chagiga, which is zvachim, and only afterwards the carbon pesach. Now when Pesach is chal on Matzoy Shabbos, when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, so the Mishnah, the Sharatzin brings the Taz, who says that then you're supposed to say min apsochim min azvachim, because there's no chagigas yudalid, you don't shech the karbon chagiga on Shabbos, it's not docha Shabbos. And therefore we don't have a karbon chagiga to eat as the main dish, so first we eat the karbon Pesach, and the chagiga will only come later. Whereas there are others that say that you don't have to, because we're saying it in the lashon of asid, v'nochal sham min apsachim min azvachim, or min azvachim min apsachim. We will eat in the future. In the future, we'll be makadosh al pi re'iya. We have no idea on what day Pesach is going to be chal on, and as a result of it, we will be able to eat the zvachim first. Now the lemaisa. The minhag is to change it actually on Motzoi Shabbos, even though we are saying it Lashon Asid, because even when you say something in Lashon Asid, it has to be connected to what you're experiencing today. And as Erev Pesach was on Shabbos, and one couldn't have brought the Karban Chagigi, even if there were a Beis HaMikdash, therefore one does not give it in that order. One says Min HaPsachim U'Min HaZvachim. Further in the Mechaber, V'chein, and when you say lefikach, everyone lifts their cup. The Mishnah Berurah brings the shlad that the same goes for vihisha amda. Now he also says that when you lift the cup, you're supposed to cover the matzah. The reason being that it shouldn't be mevuyish because you're holding the cup of wine. That's one reason. Another reason is that when you lift the cup of wine, it's more of a lashon of simcha, and the matzah is the lechem only. As a result of it, it's one or the other. Consequently, when we go through the Haggadah, the Seder Hadvarim is as follows. You cover the matzah after breaking it, or take the kara off the table, and then you fill the cup of wine, and the child asks Ma Nishtana. Then you bring back the kara, uncover the middle matzah, and you start saying from Avodim Hayinu. You continue up until Vihisha Amda. At Vihisha Amda, we cover the matzah from the kara, lift a cup of wine. Immediately after Vihisha Amda, we uncover the matzah, put down the cup of wine, continue the Haggadah until you get to Lefikach. At Lefikach, you cover the matzah and you lift the cup of wine all the way until Gal Yisrael. At Shechosim Gal Yisrael, which means that you're supposed to be holding the cup of wine from Lefikach through Gal Yisrael, which includes the Hallel, the first two prakim of Hallel. Hagah says the Ramon now, V'nogim Lizrok, the minig is to pour off Ma'at Min HaKos Be'etzba with your index finger. K'shemegi l'dam v'esh v'simros oshan. When you say dam v'esh v'simros oshan, those three. V'chein k'shemaskir hamakos. Also, when you mentioned the ten makas, the tzach adash b'achav bichlal u'befrat. Both when we say all the makas, as well as when we say Rabbi Yudah, you know, them simanim and tzach adash b'achav, which means we spill the wine three for dam v'esh v'simros oshan, ten for the makas, three for the tzach adash b'achav, which gives you 16. Hakol tes zayin pa'amim. All of that you do 16. All you do is 16. Why is that? Keneged the osis of yud and vav of the shem Hashem with which the makas were delivered. Now it said here in the Ramah to do with your etzpa. Why? Because of etzpa lakimhi. He brings the minhagim who say to use the pinky, and many really do that. The Mishnah Berurah in Shar HaTzion says to be zorik with the kamitza, that is the finger next to the pinky. Then he says that if one is an istinus, he's finicky and he's not going to feel like drinking wine that he stuck his fingers into, he's allowed to spill by way of shvicha, of spilling without putting his fingers in there altogether. And the Mishnah Berurah says that some hold that you're supposed to do that lechatchila. So altogether, we have the minhagim mentioning the zeris, the pinky, the Ramah saying the index finger, the Mishnah Berurah brings a day that it's the kamitza, the one next to the pinky, and he says that shvicha may even be better, certainly for one who is an istinus. And you're supposed to have the middle matzah uncovered until you pick up the cup of wine, and we did go through this. Simin Tov Ayin Dalid now. Shose Kos Sheni, you drink the second cup. This is after you got to Gol Yisrael. Ve'ein mevarech alav lo bracha rishona v'lo bracha achrona. The Mechaber Shita is that you don't make a bracha on the second kos. She'nevarechem bar priagafen kimal kos shel kiddush v'kos shel birkas hamazon. We only say a bar priagafen on the kos shel kiddush, and then after benching on that one. In other words, two brachas. Ve'nevarechem alagefen kinacher kos revi, and we only say the after bracha after the fourth kos. Because you knew you were going to drink, so you motzi with the first bracha, but benching is mafsik after the second kol, so the third one will need a new bracha. That is the Mechaber Shita. The Ramah says, Hagov, Minig ben Ashkenaz, Mavarach bracha rishona, kol kos fakos. The Minig Ashkenaz is to make a bracha rishona on every kos. Av a bracha achrona, Mavarachim rak achar achron levad, v'chein dasrov hagonim, whereas a bracha achrona we only say on the last one. Now, why is it that we make separate brachas? So there are actually two shitas here. One shita is that the reason for it is because once you say the Haggadah, since according to the Ramban, you're not supposed to drink in the middle of it, therefore there became a zman that you were not allowed to drink, so you were therefore mafsik. So the hefsik is machayev a bracha on each one of them. That's one reason. The Gra points out that if that is the reason, then we have a bit of a stira. If we're making a bracha on every coast, then why are we not making another bracha of alachil of bar pri adama on the mor, and we're relying on the bar pri adama that we said on the karpas, the same way that the Haggadah is mafsik with regard to Bar Pri Agafen? Why isn't it mafsig with regard to the Bar Pri Adama? But there's another tom that's brought down here, and that is because since each of the Arba Koses is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, Chazal were metaken a Bar Pri Agafen on each one of them. So Lamaisa, for Sfardim, Sfardim will only make a Bar Pri Agafen on Kiddush and on the Kos of Birkas Hamazon. Ashkenazim say on each one of the four. In the case of someone who is not keeping a second Seder, but sitting in on one, for example, a Ben Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Laretz, who's supposed to participate in the Seder, if it's obvious that by not being there, he's not doing the Seder, he should be careful not to make four Bar Pri Agafens, because according to any of the reasons, he's allowed to drink during the Haggadah, that's not his Chiyuv. He's also, there's no mitzvah of each kos. Therefore, he would only make the Bar Pri Agafen on the first and the third, and not on the second and the fourth.